Kyle of Kyle and Jackie O. Are you always called Kyle of Kyle and Jackie O? Is that how you're introduced everywhere? Yeah.
A lot of people sometimes go Kyle and Jackie O. They call me the full name. It's a bit weird. I just wave and say, yeah. You don't want to stop and say anything else. But that's what they always say, yeah.
Is that something that just sticks with you now? You can never imagine working without your partner.
Yeah, well, I've worked with a few different people over the years, and sometimes you just got to cut and move on. But when you find someone with the right chemistry, I think it's just so vitally important. If she's away sick, I hate doing the show without her, and vice versa. She hates also if I'm away, and she hates doing it by herself as well.
I just talked about there going from Today FM over to Kiss FM in Sydney.
Yep.
Number one. To number one.
Yes.
Is it a great feeling when you relive all that, but you know, when you got those first set of listening figures and you're like, hey, we've done it again.
Yeah. Well, it was a nervous move because you know you're going from the number one station to like the last station in the market. So it was very nerve-wracking. So when the first lot of figures, when we went number one, we were thrilled. And for, you know, 3 or 2.5 years later to have, you know, record results for that station now, we know we're on a winning thing, which you'd think, like, we've given it 16 years. You'd hope they were on doing something right.
So you're sorted for next time when you move to the next station, you've got the formula. You know what to do.
Like, I'd probably never move again because it was such a nervous time moving. But we believed that we were worth more than what we were getting, and we wanted longevity. And the station we were at, I think they thought we were at the end of our career. And the way we think, we're in the middle of it, certainly nowhere near the end of it. So it's good to be with a company now that wants us around for a long time.
Do you think, like, with Elvis Duran's here, and he's another one who's been 20 years in the game and doing it, he's almost as big as Z100, if you like. He was as big as the station. Is that the kind of thing you're after, your legacy?
Oh, yeah, we're big in the station now. I love Elvis. I think Elvis is a great show. I've been monitoring him for years and years. But I think people do fall in love with the personalities, I do. Like, I have certain shows around the world that I liked listening to, and I'd follow them no matter where they went.
That in mind, would you say disappear from FM radio, do podcasts, things like that? You don't have to get up at 4 in the morning, that type of thing?
No way. Like, I don't even really listen to podcasts. Only because I like the whole ride of it. I like the music, I like the news, I like the weather, I like the whole, the elongated version of radio. That's what I like, and not just little bits and pieces of talking.
I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm asking every breakfast presenter here. How important are these? You can rate them 1 to 10 if you like.
Yep.
Obsession with the medium.
I think you have to be, you have to be obsessed. You do. From like, you have 10 of obsession. You have to love it and live it every day.
You're a man who sort of, kind of on stage, almost pretends like you're not obsessed with it.
Yeah, well, no, I am obsessed with, I used to be more obsessed with radio because I'd listen to a lot of things, but now I don't listen to a lot of different things, only because there's not much out there that inspires me, especially in Australia, but I do like listening to other stations from around the world here and there, so that keeps my obsession quite healthy.
Your ability to take criticism, how important?
Oh, I don't take criticism well. Although I think it's important that it is said, I just think that they don't know what they're talking about.
So the ability to ignore criticism, you're a 10 on that one.
I'm a 10 on ignoring criticism. But you know what? I'll pretend to ignore it, but some things will resonate with me and I'll take them home and I'll stew on them overnight. And if they're right, then I will concede and maybe adjust, but mostly they're not right.
If you're going to be a success on breakfast, the ability to work under pressure.
Oh, my God. Well, anyone who's ever done a breakfast show knows that it is quite... It sounds easy because all my friends are like, oh, you just play songs and talk shit. But, you know, the rest of us that are in the world, we know that it's a lot more than that. But the art is to make it sound easy whilst, you know, it's like a duck. You know, you're paddling like all buggery underneath, but all calm and lovely on top.
Synchronized swimmer.
Exactly.
Being able to work with people and not be a diva.
Oh, no, you've got to work with people. Someone's got to be the boss, so that's me. So it's easier when you're the boss. And everyone else, I think to have great support staff is vital because you need to be able to rely on them to be the best they can be so they can make you look great.
Last question, 5 years' time, where will you be, where will the show be?
5 years' time, hopefully we're still doing the same thing at the same place or I'll be dead from stress because that duck can only fucking paddle so fast until it dies.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Nice to see you.